This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Jones and Keefe coming up in about 40 minutes or so on a Friday. And Courtney out, Curtis out, Mego here. And TBC, our pal Tully Bantha-Kane, stopped by this morning. Good morning and hello. Happy Friday. Good morning.
Happy Friday, man.
We last saw you in Hampton Beach at Bernie's with a 2-300 of New Hampshire and Massachusetts finest at the road show.
Yeah, that was awesome. Bernie's Beach Bar, man, that was quite the weekend. We're having quite the weekend next week, but yeah, I want to first of all say shout out to LB, man.
Yeah, I know. Really, really a rough week when it comes to that, and I know you spent some time with LB, as most everybody in this region did, and A lot of Greg Hill Foundation golf tournaments.
Oh man, so many memories with that dude, man. I remember Atlantic City. We were ripping around in a golf cart. He had the kilt on all weekend. Commando, by the way. I mean,
see, this is the thing. There are 8 million stories. Yep. I don't know that I don't remember half of them, and I don't know that there's enough time to tell all of them. So yes. He was fond at times on the golf course of wearing a kilt commando. I don't know. Is it normal that you wear underwear under it? I don't know enough about the kilt. I don't know how it's normally done.
When I wore a kilt in lacrosse, you usually wear like spandex shorts under it.
Okay.
So you do the opposite. You're trying to ultra cover up.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know about golf. I don't know.
Yeah, we got to ask the Scottish, right? Aren't they the Scottish and the Irish and the ones that do the kilts?
Oh yeah,
But yeah, that was Atlantic City. That was a lot of fun, that golf tournament.
Man, it's a blurred memory, but they're good ones.
I think I remember you at some point in a hot tub.
I think I might have tripped and fell,
I think there were some ladies in there.
I think I don't know.
It was a long time.
What did you fall into?
It was a long time.
It's hot in the hot tub,
but LB, man, what a beautiful soul, man.
He was one of a kind. Like there will never be another Lyndon Byers. Never.
No.
Never. Now, listen, you have your event coming up next weekend. Am I correct about that? At Hampton Beach.
Next weekend, yep. Saturday and Sunday, right in front of Bernie's Beach Bar with our boy Al Fleury and Jamie, and right in front of the Beach Club Casino. It's going to be a full weekend of just everything you can think of for prizes, for athletes to come out and do their thing. We got a one-on-one competition, full tackle Oklahoma drills, one-on-one receiver versus DB, and we have full tackle exhibition games that'll be played with some flag thrown in there, and then we got stuff for the kids with a sandcastle competition. We got a cornhole competition, all for prizes. So it's going down. We got a lot of special guests coming out too.
Is Wiggy going to be there?
Yeah, I'm going to be pulling up. I'll be in the building because I cannot wait to see people go full tilt, like Oklahoma drills on the beach. It's going to be, and you know, there's people that still, they're hoping they're still living that dream of, you know, I'm not going nowhere near anything because I am not getting hurt, but it's going to be interesting to see some of these dudes scrap it up and go out there.
Well, it's Tully's Beach Football League, and you're, if somebody wants to come out, you got all the information up on the website?
Yeah, beachfootballleague.com. You can go on there to sign up as an athlete to win some prizes or make the team, or you can just come. It's a free event, so if you want to just come and watch. But we're also sponsored by Sun Cruiser and Smutty Nose, so we'll have a VIP beer garden for those who want to come out and have a little something on the beach, and it's going to be a little something for everybody, man. So, yeah, beachfootballleague.com. You can check it out. We'll have more information. But the A7FL, I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Yeah, I've seen them before.
They're coming out.
Oh, are they?
So it's going to be some hitting on
the
beach.
They get after it.
What's their deal?
They're like I don't know if it's like 5-on-5 or 6-on-6.
Seven-on-seven. Three-man line, yeah.
And they go full tackle, no helmets.
No pads,
nothing. And it's a league that's like all over the country. And I mean, they are killing each other. And it could be a 300-pounder running the football.
Yeah, they got a quarterback that's 300 pounds that goes out there.
It's like, man, they go. And these are like younger dudes in their 30s. Like some of them are like still really good athletes. And some of them just... You know, like they look like they've been hauling trucks all day, and they get off and they just throw their spandex on and they give them a football, and it's like, man.
So those guys will be there as well?
Yep, the championship team, BIC out of Jersey. They're making the trip looking for smoke. So it's going to be the best players out of Hampton in the New England region who try out versus those guys.
Well, see, the BFL, though, might – have an advantage because they play on regular field turf or grass, where on the beach is going to be, because remember, on the beach, everybody's slower, it's a little bit harder to run, so the BFL guys might have a little bit of advantage.
Yeah. Okay, and a bunch of your former teammates, a bunch of former NFL guys coming as well?
Yeah, it's going to be, Lonnie Paxton's coming out, Patrick Chung, Wiggy's going to be out there, obviously, Pete Brock's coming through. We got Patrick Pass is going to be in the building. So the advantage is going to go to the BFL in terms of coaching.
Right.
Because we'll have some NFL guys out there helping that.
I'll do one-on-ones against Pete Brock. That's about all.
Party afterwards.
And Jarvis Green. Shout out to Jarvis Green. He'll be in the building as well. So it's going to be
a party afterwards at Chung's place up there?
Yes. Chung will be in the building. No, after parties at Bernie's and the Beach Club Casino.
All right.
But Chung will be in the building for sure.
Yes, he will. Bright and early and late. All right, Tully, great to see you, bud.
Great to see you, man. Thanks for having me.
Great New England Patriot, Tully Bantekin.
Hell yeah.
All right, we got to get the Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
Jackson here, and I just wanted to comment on Mako's comment yesterday. It looks Civil War-esque, which is he hit the nail right on the head. That's the look I'm going for to pay homage to my late great Uncle Angus Burns, who is as Courtney would say, a colonel in the Civil War. Colonel Angus Burns served bravely through many battles. Colonel Angus fought through his own debilitating diseases of syphilis and gonorrhea, and I believe herpes as well. He still fought bravely, as I would like to pay homage to Colonel Angus Burns. This summer, to add to my bucket list, I would like to attend a Civil War reenactment in full Union Civil War garb. It would be great if all my exploits this summer could be documented, so if I hit the bottle again, I'll remember what the heck I did.
All right. So
Colonel Angus.
Had to be here for Leeds. Jackson's lead this morning was about his mom and her birthday tomorrow, and so, it was a fine lead. It was great. Great. And Shyam, also your birthday tomorrow.
That's correct, yeah.
Right. How old?
I turn 33 tomorrow.
Wow.
Ooh, Larry Bird year.
Yes.
I remember the 30s. I remember the 40s. Soon I'll be remembering the 50s. What are you doing for it? Anything special?
Lauren and I are going to be out and about all weekend. Going to pop into a Pokemon show.
Oh.
Going to go to...
Where's the Pokemon show?
Over in Wakefield.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I'm going to... Gonna pop into a brewery or two, and then go see Superman on Sunday.
Oh, something don't smell right around here.
What?
Something don't smell right. Oh, I'm just throwing it out there.
I know what you're saying. There was a recent robbery.
Yep. And somebody, somebody's going to a Pokey
to a show,
Pokemon
to
show.
I go to these shows all the time.
Stolen
Come on
merchandise.
Now, if you remember, that robbery happened at like 2:30 in the morning.
Yes, correct. It did.
So
yes,
he doesn't did. Have an alibi of being in this building. Mm.
No, but I was asleep at home. So it's okay.
And he, Shine was ripping off the prices for those Pokemon boxes that were getting ripped off 30 grand, 20 grand, right. 10 grand. It's like,
Yeah, you can don't worry. Wiggy, I'm pretty sure if you watch the video, you could tell it's probably not me.
You never know.
Guy seemed a little bit taller, yeah. a little bit slimmer than yes. myself.
He was also perhaps more fleet of foot than you.
No, no, Greg, I'm pretty fleet of foot, to my credit, yeah. Like a cat. I'm pretty nimble.
I wouldn't assume that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I guess maybe I shouldn't assume, but yeah, okay, great.
Hellman, good morning. Robert Kraft with you. And I just wanted to say Jonathan and I were commemorating a new Patriots star on a business trip to Hawaii. And I'm honored that you sent Chris Curtis all the way out there. A little disheartened by the fact that we had a life-size Tom Brady wax figure and he was spotted making out with it, which made me a little jealous as I missed my double cheek kisses from Tommy, but have a good day, guys.
Not a bad one. I mean, not really.
Not great.
There have been better Robert Kraft Hill notes.
I thought that
past.
Was pretty good.
It's
good.
Not bad.
As long
it's
as they
bad.
Don't use a wax statue of Brady.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
Thank you, Robert.
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Shout out to Wiggy to get a mention on Greg Rosenthal's top 25 players in the last 25 years. And Randy Moss's section mentions the Afro group.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Group America's Finest Receivers on Sunday. Attaboy, Wiggs.
Okay.
All right. I didn't even know it, but I'll take it.
You didn't even know it.
The Afro Shout group, out. We all wore Afros. We had our hair out. We wore it. It was the playoff game against the Green Bay Packers. Went in Green Bay and beat them.
Huh.
That's the infamous Randy Moss moon the crowd game.
Oh, yes.
Where people got all up in arms about that one. Yes. How could he do that?
Yeah.
That is so disrespectful for him to moon us.
Yeah. Huh? People were griping about, I don't know how you do this, but so it was the 25 best players of the last 25 years. And Tom Brady was the starting quarterback, and Mahomes and Manning were the backups. And the Mahomes people were griping about it.
Why? Tom Brady's the best quarterback in the last ever.
And there never will be any better.
No, like, and he played from 2000 until 2000 and what, 21, 22?
Yeah, well, give a 5 years. Shine will be like, yeah, Brady's just okay.
No.
He's like Lawrence Taylor. He's okay.
No.
Here's a prediction for you, Greg, with your boy Jackson putting the bottle down. Watch how many less curbs he hits in his car. You'll see. A lot of less flat tires coming.
He has had some incidents when it comes to driving.
Does he hit curbs a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Really? That's like his trademark.
Yeah.
He got scared by a foul ball one time.
One time, I don't think he blamed the curb incident on the foul ball. That was a different incident where his windshield was cracked, and he said he was driving by a baseball field, and a ball randomly broke his windshield.
Oh.
That would be terrifying. Yeah.
But there was an actual outline of a human being in the windshield, which to me didn't seem it was right.
See, I think you're because remember he found the human bone the femur bone on the side.
Yes, come to find out, bird bones.
Yes, he did. He was one time. Was he walking in the woods?
Yeah.
I thought he was driving and pulled over.
That's right, because I'm thinking of a different story where he pulled over because he had to go pee, and he went down to the river and slipped in.
Yes, he did say that. That was the explanation. But at one point, he found a human bone, and I think he called the police.
Yeah.
Same way he called the police when the dollar store was closed at 9:57, supposed to be open till 10.
He called the police over
he called the police on that.
That's not the right chain of command there.
You think that's misuse of 911? Like if a store says it's open till 10 and they're not open?
You should be charged for that. Yeah. You should catch a charge.
Oh, Jackson's here, I think, to clarify.
Yeah, I was getting my car fixed near a wooded area and walking around waiting for my car to be fixed when I spotted the bone that I thought was human, but turned out to be bird.
Okay.
And now all these scenarios, you know, strung together make me sound like an interesting person, but I really do feel like I lead a pretty boring life, but maybe not.
How many days alcohol-free?
Tomorrow it'll be 28.
Just erase the whiteboard.
I feel like the way you answered that, you may have gone back to it last
night. No, I was thinking of the date. Tomorrow will be 28 days.
All right, 28 days later.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Do you feel better?
Not really. I don't feel much different, to be honest.
At least you're honest.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit bored. Like that's literally the only side effect is that I'm bored.
Oh, you don't have drinking to take up your time?
You got that right.
How long are you going for? Forever?
I don't know. I'll go as long, see how I can, you know, as long as I can go. And I figured if I didn't crave it after 2 or 3 days, why enter it back into my life?
Yeah. It's not depends great. On how the weekend goes. I'm guessing.
Yeah. Play it by ear.
Depends how my 20-cent table tennis goes on FanDuel.
It is I, bald white man of privilege, from Southie, with a huge ego. And as I leave the King Kamehameha Club and head down the highway like Magnum P.I., I often think about my friend Jermaine Wiggins as he stands on the sandy shores of Shays Beach, overlooking the beautiful Boston Harbor, gazing up at the planes spilling jet fuel all over Winthrop. I am truly a privileged man.
There Shays he is, Beach. Curtis, really enjoying himself.
He's
you
living
can
the
tell
life.
On social media.
Beautiful crib, too.
It's very nice. Dad has a nice timeshare or whatever it is down there. And so,
good for him.
Probably a place, I'm guessing, like a place that his father stole from one of the native Hawaiians who grew up there. But really, seems like a very nice place.
Courtney goes on vacation. Replace it with Lego My Mego. You know, same thing for Greg and Wiggy. They will replace them. Jackson's mother admits that she birthed them. Hmm. Numbnuts goes on vacation. He doesn't get replaced. Hmm. What's going on here? Yeah. Who's not needed?
No, he's irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Curtis is irreplaceable.
Man, if you guys haven't seen Coco's nightly routine on an airplane, you're missing out. It's like something right out of The Office where Dwight puts on the mannequin mask. It's wild.
I didn't see that. Do you follow her on the TikTok?
I didn't see that. I don't use TikTok, but I do know that she uses mouth tape. Does she still do that when she sleeps?
Yes.
I have friends who do that. And then I heard recently that a huge amount of cavities are caused by breathing through your mouth.
Really?
And I don't know if that's real. First of all, I'm skeptical of a lot of things that I hear health-wise, but... Yeah. As much as you eat sugar and everything, but breathing through your mouth, like most people do when they sleep, is bad.
Yeah, I use
for
mouth
your
tape.
Tooth,
yeah,
I use tooth it. Health. You use mouth tape?
Yeah, because I hate the. I'm a open mouth sleeper.
Yeah.
So I get up and I got the dry mouth and all that. So when I wear the mouth tape, it keeps me and it helps you from snoring.
I can't do that because my teeth are too big.
Breathing through your mouth, also the title of the forthcoming book from Jaron Duran.
Hey, Mago. Love that Maryland accent. Are you going to take a ride in your Subaru, go down ocean, then take a walk in the moonlight?
I don't think I have an accent.
No, you're not bad.
Some people do.
Yeah.
Do you think
when you say wolf.
Okay. Yeah. That's one thing.
In Maryland.
It would be a Maryland accent.
A long O. Like, yeah.
What is, what's the main connection? Is that your husband's? Is his?
No, my family lives up there part-time.
Okay, part-time.
Yeah,
oh,
my parents aren't sure what they're doing for their retirement yet, and my mom works up there, and they still have the place I grew up in, so they go back and forth.
Oh, so you...
It's nice for them.
You used to go to Maine as a kid then. You had the connection.
No, this was a decision they made several years ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, shout out to all the Maine listeners on our stations up there, and... Did you say you're going to Maine this weekend?
I'm going to Maine this weekend for my first anniversary.
Awesome. Oh, where are you going?
Congrats.
Going to Portland.
Portland. Great food city.
Love Portland. Yeah. Love everything about it.
There was a guy calling in yesterday complaining about Mego. That guy can take a leap. Mego and Coco are awesome. Love you guys.
Oh,
that warms my heart.
Thank you.
Hey, will somebody tell Jackson you can still trim your mustache when you're growing a beard? Dude's starting to look like UConn Cornelius over here. Happy birthday, Jackson's mom.
Wiggy, I just wanted to let you know I heard you were going to the concert at TD Garden tonight. They will take any sort of vape that you have. So, I mean, if you're going to try and get it in there, may have to go with the old keister. Just letting you know in advance, brother.
Oh, no.
No. I probably
then you won't have to share it.
Yeah, but then if I'm going there, I would just do a pre-roll because then you don't have to worry about that. And I don't mind doing pre-rolls outside, is like, you know, other than my house because, you get
the guy's saying, how are you going to sneak the pre-roll in?
Oh, the pre-roll won't go off and throw a metal detector.
Well, they might search you.
No, they ain't going to search you for what?
You're not going to be the only person with this plan.
No, believe me.
They're also not going to, like, look in your shoes.
Yeah, the weed smoke will be very, very thick. At Wu-Tang tonight.
Right.
Believe that. Somebody will always get it.
You could get high just being there, is what you're saying.
Yeah, that's secondhand high thing. That doesn't work. That's a myth. Yeah.
Hotboxing works.
No, it's a hot boxing.
Yeah.
Like where you have to literally be in a confined, tight space.
Yeah, what if you're in the elevator at TD?
Yeah, well, you're not smoking in the elevator, Courtney. This is not.
I'm not Courtney.
Motley Crue. Oh, damn. I just always, Mego, I'm sorry. Again, I'm horrible at names.
Also, Hotboxing, the title of the second forthcoming book from Jaron Durant. Is that too much? All right. Well, anything else, Mar?
Did you know that the Red Sox are 7-0 since Curtis went on vacation? Just saying.
They are doing
he
really
He might not
good.
Come back.
Yeah.
Like, they keep this going. He may not be back with us.
Thank God Courtney's on vacation. I don't know if I could take any more talk about her poop fetishes.
What?
Want to normalize aqua dumps?
Yeah.
There's a weird thing where she doesn't eat at all in the morning because she doesn't want to go to the bathroom in the work restroom.
Right. In the restroom over here?
Yeah. Nobody uses
that women's room. No. I cannot poop into a bag.
Do you have a problem with going here?
No, it's like a personal restroom. There's Is it about me?
No.
She doesn't want to share the bathroom with me? Because there's not a lot of other women on this floor.
That's true. I mean, but there are other women.
Should I take offense to this?
No, there are saleswomen. There are, there's women who work in traffic, women who work in marketing. So it's not.
She don't do it anywhere. Yeah. And barely hotels when she, she's very, very.
Jacoby Brissett was that way, too.
Very, what's it?
Really?
Yeah, Jacoby Brissett said that he would not use public bathrooms.
Yeah.
Huh.
She's very uncomfortable when it comes to poop.
Well, what did he do? Just wait until he got to his...
I guess.
Cut it loose, folks. It's fine.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
It's not good for your system.
Nobody's thinking about it as much as you're thinking about it.
Especially playing the NFL. Especially playing the NFL in those locker rooms. I mean, not being able to do it in the locker room.
Okay, I can understand not wanting to run down to the bathroom that's right next to the field. You know, the little staircase.
Like the porta potty?
No, the one that's down below.
No, I'm not talking about
it. There's like a one stall down. I understand not wanting to do that, but
you got
to live your life.
Yeah, in the locker room, you're fine.
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right. Hill Notes brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.